In America, it's a good day. A lot of people are feeling good and are united in a strange way. United because a man has died, because he was finally brought to justice after all these many years. And we're going to talk to a lot of people this morning. We've got Ambassador John Bolton, Congressman from various districts around Illinois and around the country. We have terrorism experts and CIA people, FBI people, and also some media people.
We welcome the death of one of the world's most dangerous men and highly appreciate our great nation in crushing this global enemy.
One of the people who seems appreciative this morning is U.S. Congressman Don Manzullo. And we welcome you this morning, Congressman.
How are you?
I'm feeling a lot better today with the news.
Well, it certainly brings me back to 9/11 of 01 when I was in Washington, crossing the bridge from Virginia into the District of Columbia. And as soon as I got into my building, my staff was at the window watching the Pentagon on fire. So it takes 9.5 years to bring somebody to justice, but that goes to show the resolve of the American people, the fact that we have a long way to go before terrorism is eliminated in this country, but it certainly is a substantial step when we get the chief ringleader and have him removed quickly.
Do you think this will bring America...
Not very quickly, but swiftly.
Yeah.
Do you think this will bring America together?
Well, I would hope so. In listening to the interviews of the families of the victims, it's very important because you see one theme. It helps bring closure to a horrible situation that happened. And I would trust that the American people, who are very weary of war and have all kinds of questions, et cetera, about our response to 9/11, can look back and say, look, it took a long time to bring this mass killer to justice. However, we through two administrations, through several directors of the CIA, were able to keep a continuous theme going, keep higher expectations, and finally bring this man to justice. So can it bring us together? I would trust so, and I hope so, and I think so.
As a member of the Committee on Foreign Affairs, did you have inklings about this?
No. The president, obviously, should not have contact any members of Congress in advance. This is the type of thing where there's no room for any type of leakage to take place. Besides that, everybody would have been in agreement to go ahead and do it. We've been waiting for this for 9.5 years, and we're just thrilled that the 24 Navy SEALs were able to pull this off. 4 people were killed in Pakistan. Thank God that not one of our men and women in uniform was even injured.
Yeah, wasn't that good news? Well, I heard something else that I thought was puzzling. At first, I thought it was good that they buried him at sea after getting enough of him to get DNA to positively identify him. But I heard a report that Osama bin Laden's body was actually offered to the Saudis for burial or to take care of it, and that they refused. And it was after the Saudis refused that the U.S. decided, let's just bury him at sea.
I don't think that would be accurate, because the last thing that we want is some geographical memorial to serve as some type of a shrine for this terrorist.
Yeah.
And that in itself would be a place of attracting like kind. No, they did the right thing. They probably took lots of photographs, did a DNA, but you know what? You're always going to have people that are questioning whether or not he, in fact, is dead.
Oh, right. I know. We have texts before we ever even came on the air this morning of people saying, this sounds like Jimmy Hoffa, you know, skeptical because there will be no body. And yet, what could they have done better?
I would trust the word of the President of the United States is corroborated, obviously, by lots of physical evidence. That Osama bin Laden is in fact dead. Americans can take rest in knowing the fact that the chief among the terrorists, this madman, is gone. But, you know, we still have to work on what do we do in our country to dissuade especially young men born here that this is not a way of life, that this man is not a martyr, that this man is a mass murderer, and the type of thinking that has gone through his mind is certainly not the type that should be exported to the minds of young people in this country. Yeah.
So do you worry about retaliation?
Absolutely. I fly back to Washington this afternoon, and then I leave from Washington Thursday to come back to our congressional district here in northern Illinois. And it's always, being an observer of the folks at TSA, the Capitol Hill Police, it's always easy to observe them being extra cautious. There'll be extra people on board. I'm sure the airplanes will probably have extra guards. But, we've lived in this environment for a long time. We'll continue to live in this environment. And Americans have to be totally united in the fact that this type of activity is not acceptable, and the United States will not stop under any circumstances to bring a perpetrator of mass murder to justice.
Do you recall that the former President Musharraf denied that Osama was in Pakistan and said the U.S. would never find him alone?
Well, you have to wonder. The president last night said that they've known since August.
About this mansion.
About this mansion, and it's only a half an hour drive from the largest city in Pakistan.
Right.
And you wonder about the resolve of the Pakistani people. I mean, surely, somebody there knew what was going on. But on the other hand, the president did say that the Pakistani intelligence aided in locating him. But I think what's very important is these were not NATO forces. These were not U.S. forces. And Pakistani forces. These were 24 Americans totally in control of this operation, and that's why it was successful.
Yeah, there are people suggesting that perhaps the United States intelligence got the information and confronted the Pakistanis with this information, and that the Pakistanis red-faced went along with it, knowing that it was over, and so they had to appear to be cooperative.
My guess would be once the United States found out where this man was, is that they were zipper-lipped and weren't going to advise any Pakistani, because the last thing they needed was to let this guy squeeze out of their hands simply because they want to be cooperative. We send the drones into Pakistan. And the Pakistanis have complained about them, several valid complaints based upon innocent lives being taken. But I think this is the type of thing where once it was confirmed he was there, Americans went in sans permission or even knowledge of the Pakistanis. Again, this is all speculation, but when you have this type of person that's being sought after for 9.5 years, the last thing you need is somebody from Pakistan getting foreknowledge of this thing and then tipping him off.
Congressman Manzullo, we thank you for being here with us this morning. I think we need a name for May 1st, 2011. And we haven't thought of the complete name yet, but there should be a designated day.
Some kind of victory day or justice day. We're working on it. Thank you, Congressman.
Thank you. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Very good.